சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். பேஜ் 126 வெர்ஸ் 16. தேஹாத்ம புத்தபேக்ஷத்வாத் ஆத்மனஃ கர்த்ருதாமிருஷாம் நைவ கிஞ்சித் கரோமீதி சத்யா புத்தி ப்ரமாணஜ. சங்கராச்சாரிய அனலைசிங் தி பர்சீவர், ஒன் இஸ் டெம்பரரி பர்சீவர், another is permanent perceiver. Whenever we use the word I am, I has got two components. One is Sakshi Chaitanyam, that is original consciousness. Another is reflected consciousness called Ahankara. This Sakshi Chaitanyam and Ahankara are OC and RC put together alone, I am, the transaction is taking place. This is called Pampada Vichara, we can say, analyzing the individual nature. I the individual, who am I? Naan yaar, who am I? I am a mixture of spirit and matter. Then I have to know what is that spirit part of me, what is that matter part of me. Spirit part of me is called Chaitanyam, the consciousness, Atma. The matter part of I is body-mind complex made out of matter, in which mind this consciousness reflects. When this consciousness reflects in the mind medium, this inert mind matter, mind becomes sentient. So reflected consciousness formation gives sentiency to the mind. Then that subtle body sentiency is given to the body, sthula shariram. Because of that borrowed sentiency, this body has borrowed the sentiency from the subtle body. Subtle body means mind, intellect, sense organs put together. So the mind has borrowed the sentiency from the chidabhasa. The chidabhasa is formed because of chit. So this body is walking, talking, seeing, doing so many actions from morning to till night, even sleeping or eating, you have to join. These are all done by this inert body, not just because of its power. It is working, functioning because of this consciousness. It has taken consciousness not directly from consciousness, but through the mind, through the subtle body. But we do not know this fact. Unless we come to Shastra, we do not know. So this body is able to function because of consciousness, borrowed consciousness. And this became sentient with borrowed consciousness. Where from it has got that borrowing capacity in, from the mind. From the mind it has borrowed. Mind has borrowed the sentiency directly from the chit by the formation of chidabhasa. So OC, OC means original consciousness. Then RC, reflected consciousness. Then RM, sukshma shariram. Then another RM, stula shariram. Who is sitting here listening to Upadesha Sahasri? All these are there. Stula shariram is there, sukshma shariram mind is there, and such sukshma shariram to function RC also is there. Ahankara, ego. I am ego, that ahankara, chidabhasa, sahita, that is called jiva. This is called jivatma, chidabhasa. That chidabhasa is also there. And making all this function, blessed by whom? Chit. That chit is not visible, not available for perception, because of whom this mind is thinking. Because of thinking, understanding or not understanding, nodding the head, body, head is nodding. Because of sentiency borrowed from the sushma sariram, sushma sariram has borrowed that directly from chit. You see only bulb, not the electricity. Fan is moving, you see. But can you see the electricity in the fan? Electricity is formless. Since it is formless, you cannot see it. But you grasp, you understand through the light, through the movement of the fan, you understand, appreciate electricity. You never argue. Is there electricity? Yeah. I'm not seeing electricity, but you never question like that. Yes or no? Even though you are not seeing electricity, you happily appreciate the electricity without seeing the electricity with your eyes. Through the prakasha of the bulb, you are appreciating the electricity. Through the movement of the fan, you are appreciating the electricity in spite of that formlessness of the electricity. Are you appreciating, are you accepting it or not? You are accepting happily. You never question, I am not seeing electricity, and you never question. You understand the electricity's presence by just seeing the medium functioning. Similarly, this body, medium, it is like a bulb. Sukshma shariram is like a filament. In that, chidabhasa is formed because of chit. You give importance to electricity or fan. When that power was not there, 2 days, 3 days, bulbs are there, fans are there. We have to look at the bulbs and fans. When the power supply was not there, what do you appreciate? How much happy? For every 1 hour it is going and coming. Whenever it comes, all machines on, TV on, everything on. And you are so happy. None of us are seeing the electricity, but we are all happy. Appreciating. Similarly, body is moving, mind is thinking. All these are blessed by invisible consciousness. What I want to say, you give importance to electricity or to the fan. Because of electricity, fan has got fanasya fan. Who? Electricity. Bulbasya bulb. Electricity. Bulb, bulb. Bulb is valued because of electricity. Fan is valued because of electricity. Body is valued because of consciousness. Mind is valued because of consciousness. But we are not valuing. Understand, I am that valuable consciousness, blessing the inert mind and inert body. That is what entire Vedanta. Understand your Atman nature, conscious nature. It is called drishti. In Tamil, it is called drishti. Drishti is called drishti. Drishti is called drishti. Drishti is perception. Perception. Drishta number one, drishta number two. Nitya drishta, consciousness. Anitya drishta, chidabhasa, ahankara. Therefore, I, the Sakshi, am akarta, abhokta, never change, eternal, no birth, no death, no old age, nothing. That is my real nature. In the I, in the components are there, Tattva Bodha, OC, RC, RM1, RM2, RM3. I am OC, these are all my kavacham. These are all my instruments. Eyes, ears, nose, all are instruments. I am the user, Sakshi Chaitanyam, I am just enlivening them. My presence, they are surviving. This we should not forget. Then I can dissociate myself intellectually with this body, which has got umpteen problems. Mind has got umpteen problems. They can never be problem free. I am ever free from problems. I, the Sakshi, original I, there is no problem at all. Therefore, recognize you are Sakshi, problem free Sakshi, handling the problematic body-mind complex. You can never change the body-mind. You just adjust, that's all. You adjust as much as possible. Understand this and live happily. That's what he says here. Look into the shloka. Dehatma buddhya buddhi apekshatvat manah kartruta mrusha. When you have Dehatma Buddhi, Deha, body is myself. From that standpoint only you think I am Karta, I am the doer, I am the writer. You are not the writer. Your hand is writing. Behind the hand, mind is activated. Activated mind is making the hand to write. The mind is activated by the OC. So who is the main operator? OC, you are thinking I am writing. You are not the hand, you are not the pen, you are not the mind. I am the OC activating the mind. Through the mind I am activating the body and the hand to write. If for every action I have to remember like that. If you think I am the Karta, these are all real, what you are doing, they don't have the capacity of their own to write. To see, even eyes are seeing, eyes are opened because of Chaitanyam borrowed from the mind. Otherwise they cannot see. I cannot hear, I cannot smell, I cannot touch without Chaitanyam. Without which they cannot survive. That we are ignoring. And we are giving importance to this instrument. How much importance? So much importance, which never deserve that much importance we are giving. Make use of it, that's all. Mrusha, if you say you are Karta, you are the doer, you are the, that is Mrusha, he says. That is mithya, unreal. Naiva kinchit karomi iti. Shankaracharya remembers Bhagavad Gita shloka, 5th chapter. Naiva kinchit karomiti yukto manneta tattvavit pashyan shrunvan sprishan jighran ashnan gachan swapan shvasan tattvavit mahabhaho gunakarma vibhagayoho guna guneshu vartamte iti matvana sajjate. I am Sakshi, I am never the doer. Body mind complex is the doer. With the help of or with my blessings they are functioning. This is a fact. How can one miss this fact? And qualifications, Bharatanatana Virudu. And the Virudu Kurukuda, and the Virudu Kuruka, Avidya Kalaimamani and Kurukana. Avidya Kalaimamani, full of Avidya you are having, what degree you want. Not knowing your real nature, Atma Jnanam Vina, what for those qualifications and titles and all? Vedanta says, Na kudukare unakku title vaana. What title? Avidya Kalaimamani, Ajnana Kalaimamani. Poduma, in the title vechindi, why you want those titles and all? Come out of Adhyasa, Ajnanam. Naiva kinchit karomi iti buddhihi. Buddhihi means jnanam. this understanding, I am Atma originally not doing anything. Buddhihi, this jnanam, this knowledge. Buddhihi. How it comes? Pramanaya. Born out of Shastra Pramanam. Aham nishkalam, nishkriyam, achedjoyam, ahadahoyoyam, akledyo sosya yevacha. Second chapter, 11th verse 2. You are lost, you can understand the Atman nature. All Atma Swarupa Lakshanams you have to take. Pramanaya, born out of Shastra Pramanam. That alone is Satya. I am Karta, doer is Mursha. False, Mithya, unreal. That notion is wrong. I am akarta, jnanam is satya, buddhihi, that jnanam is right knowledge, satya. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now the 17th shloka. Kartrutvam karakapeksham akartrutvam svabhavatah कर्ता भोक्तेति विज्ञानम् मृषैवेति सुनिश्चितम्. Whatever is borrowed, it is not its nature. The sentience is borrowed by the mind. So, mind does not have its own sentience. Body has borrowed the sentience from the mind. So, mind doesn't have its own sentience. Swabhavataha. Originally, they don't have. Just like water. Water original nature is liquid. Once you put some water in the fridge, that condition, it becomes solid. The solid condition of the water is not its swabhava. The solid condition of the water, ice cream, hard entity, because of some temperature, under some condition, it becomes solid. You take it, that ice cream, keep outside, after some time, it comes to its original nature. Again, liquid state. Similarly, you pour some milk or coffee in the flask. As long as it is in the flask, the temperature is maintained. After some time, that it will go away. Even water, when you heat also, temperature are conditional, they are. They are all conditional. Similarly, your kartrutvam is also only conditional. It is not real. Svataha, I am akarta. Svabhavataha. Look into the shloka. Kartrutvam karakapeksham. Once you want to do something, kartrutvam, do worship, it requires some accessories. Karaka apekshatvam. Apeksha means requires. It needs. It wants. What karaka? Karaka means mind, sense organs, buddhi, etc. These are all karakas, accessories. Without them, you cannot do anything. This is almost a repetition of the previous shloka. Karaka means body, mind, complex, and sense organs. All of them, karaka apekshatvam. Whereas, akartrutvam, svabhavataha. You are non-doer originally. Svabhavataha means by nature. I, the Sakshi Osi, am Akarta. Once I illumine the mind-body complex, Chidabhasa is formed, then that Chidabhasa, because of that, this body has got a relation, wife relation, husband relation, daughter relation, all roles this body is playing. Originally, the Sakshi, I am Akarta. Once I am doing the interaction in this Upadhi, I have got what? Kartrutvam. What Kartrutvam? Fatherhood, motherhood, brotherhood, all this hood I am doing. I am a writer, I am a reader, I am a walker, and the ER, when you join, you are doing action. That action belongs to the body mind complex, not to you, the Sakshi Chaitanya. You are this Jada Sariram, which is made out of Panchabhutas, Panchabhautika Udal. This made out of Panchabhutas, you are this body which is going to perish after some time, which has come in time. You want to say this perishable, diseased old age is going to come. And the type of body you like to say, I am, or you want to claim birthless, deathless, diseaseless, ageless, decayless Atman, because of which this is surviving. Shastra says, be intelligent enough to claim that you are Sakshi. You are blessing the body-mind complex, which is Jadam. So, Svabhavataha Aham Akarta. In this Aham, Sakshi I is there, and Ahankara I is also there. Put together only I. Therefore, use the I, Ahankara I, and say, I am Sakshi Akarta, Abhokta. Use the Ahankara I, include Ahankara to claim Sakshi I. And then you make use of, this is a fun entertainment. Ahankara, daughter, mother, father, role, eating, hunger, thirst, favorable, unfavorable, pleasant, moody mind, changing mind, always happy mind, happier mind, happiest mind, sad mind, saddest mind. All these are all belong to the medium. Understand, that's all. Svabhavataha akartrutvam, because of upadhi kartrutvam. Avladha, nothing you need not do anything for, upon out of, other than this you need not do anything. Understand and enjoy the drama. Enna drama? Drama la ellame irukum, comedy irukum, climax irukum, tragedy irukum, ellame irukum. So it is an entertainment. Life is an entertainment. If you know, you are akarta, you are the one who is the creator of this entire drama. Look into the mantra sloka. Kartrutvam karakapeksham akartrutvam svabhavatah. You don't require any karakas to be as akarta. Svabhavatah, by nature you are non-doer, you are not doing anything. Akarta svabhavatah. Then karta bhokta iti vijnanam mrusha eva iti. I am the doer, I am the father, I am the constructor, I am the cooker. Cooker na cooking. I am cooking, I am the cooker, I am the walker, I am the doer. All these are not real. You can say, but they are not real. I am as the walker, I am as the cooker, I am as the eater, I am as the singer, I am as the sleeper, I am as the walker, I am as the talker, I am as the seer. Everything as though. That's all. Not really. Enjoy. Enjoy. Ennudaiya joy, enjoy. Mrusha eva vijnanam. What? Karta, I am the doer, therefore I am the enjoyer. I am bringing up my children, therefore I want to enjoy. Bhokta. It's a mrusha. This type of thinking, this is a wrong notion in vijnanam. This type of knowledge is not correct. With the knowledge you interact with the world, it is like a shock absorber. You are wearing this knowledge. Wear shock absorber and it touches a fuse point, a plug point, it will not harm you. It will not give you shock. If you wear, what? Shock absorber, gloves. Similarly, this knowledge is like a shock absorber if you wear to your intellect. Through Upadesha Sahasri class or Vedanta class, if you wear that jnanam shock absorber, this world interactions will not disturb you. Whatever happening, I just watch. It will not go and disturb me. happens, like a shock absorber. That is why you have to come to Vedanta class. When problem comes, problem, epidi pom problem, where the shock absorber to the intellect? Whenever disease body have problem, financial problem or any other problem, anywhere, any time, any corner it is coming. No, I am not that. This is called Jnana Kavacham. Where Jnana Kavacham? How to wear? You cannot wear like dress. By studying Vedanta from the teacher, Upanishads, Gita, you wear that Jnana Chakshu to your eye, my intellect. Intellect has to get the knowledge, thorough knowledge. Karta, Bhokta, I am a sufferer, I am enjoying, I am suffering, all this. Vijnanam, Mrsha, Eva, Sunishchitam. Until now, I have clearly explained Drishti number one, Drishti number two. Drishti number one is the Satyam, Drishti number two means Siddhabhasa is Mithya. Because of Siddhabhasa, body is interacting with the world. And you can have knee pain also when you are listening this. Knee pain, who is having? Body is having. As long as you have knee, knee pain will come. Why headache comes? Because you have head, therefore headache comes. Sunishchitam, in this manner, it is clearly ascertained. Next shloka. Shloka 18. Evam shastranumanabhyam swarupe vagate sati niyojyohamitishyesham johamitishyesham satya buddhih katham bhavet. The true nature can never be changed. Any nature is borrowed, it will go away in time. The beauty also, people go to beauty parlors and get the temporary beauty, artificial beauty. After some time, everything will fade out. Kalidasa, say about Shakuntala, how beautiful she is in Kanva ashram. She is not wearing any ornaments, she is not applying any perfumes, powder, snow and all. She is not having any pattu shari, nothing. She is not wearing any golden ornaments. She is wearing only that bark in that ashram and just no ornaments, nothing. And she looks so beautiful. So beautiful. Original beauty. It will never fade out. No? So beautiful. Therefore, original is original. Duplicate is duplicate. Body is not original. Mind is not original. Siddhabhasa is also not original. Who is original? Osi Chit, I am original. You love original or duplicate? Everybody wants original. We don't want duplicate. But when this desire is there, why you are voting for this duplicate body? Duplicate in the sense, it is false. Whatever duplicate is not real, it is false. Similarly, body mind complex is an aberration. If you analyze what is body, you go and dissect each part, skin, below that flesh, below that blood, nerves, veins, bones. Each part, ligament, you see everything. Where is the body? Similarly, mind. A mixture of thoughts, group of thoughts put together. Where is mind? If you go on analyzing dissection, this is called dissection. If you do dissection like this, you come to know there is nothing called body. The assemblage only you are calling as body. Tell me, what is car? Is there a car? Front door, back door? Only parts put together, assemblage. Conglomeration, assemblage. body is also assemblage, subtle body is also assemblage, group of sense organs, mind, intellect, illame assemblage na. There is no such a thing called tree. Tree object is not there at all. Come on, look at the tree. Is there tree or not? There is no tree. Branch, trunk, leaves, but the tree object can you see? Similarly, body is not there. Like that, you have to see every object. That name is mithya. Every object, not one or two. Morning to till night, when you do nididhyasana, each object, whatever object you need to take into your hand. Just bring that object in your mind, just as we do, there is no pot. There is no pot at all. Like that, whole world you have to convert like a pot. Whole world. It is like a pot. Drishyatvat ghatavate. Body is also like that. This is the big challenge. If you want to take up this task, you are a task manager. What a task manager? Self task manager. Become a big task manager. Look into the slokam. Evam shastranumanabhyam. In this manner, Acharya is going to conclude. In this manner, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Chandogya Upanishad, so many Upanishads, Gita, etc. Shastra. Shastra means Shastra Pramanam Dwara, Mahavakya. Tattvamasi also, Mahavakya. Aham Brahmasmi, Mahavakya. Shastra. Anumanabhyam. Anumana means that example he gave in the 10th shloka. Inference. Okay? The Surya Tapa, because of that you feel heat on your body, temperature. So that temperature is not belong to the body. It is because of sunlight. Sunlight. So Anumanam comes, Tapa. That Surya Tapa, Atapa, body is heated up. It is not originally body's heat, too much temperature because of heat. This is Anumana, that is Drishyam. Whatever is connected to that object, that attribute, heat is the attribute of this body taken from outside, this Drishyam. Similarly, I, this Atma, am the Drashta. Body, mind is Drishyam. This is the Anumanam. Shastra Anumanabhyam Swarupe Avagate Sati. Swarupe means Sakshi Swarupam. I am the original consciousness Swarupam. Avagate means Gnate Sati. Gnate Sati, when I understand. Gam Gatyardhaka Dhatunam Gnanarthakatvat. Avagatam means understanding. Gnate Sati. Shastram, whenever we say Shravanam and Artham, when you listen to Shastra, when you listen to Shastra, Shravanam, when you do, you get knowledge. Shravanam, Anumanam, logic, Shruti Yukti Pramanabhyam, Swarupe Avagate Sati, when you understand your real nature, Niyojjaha Aham Iti. Niyojjaha means I am commandable. That means the Shastra is commanding me. All Vidhi Nishedha of Shastra are irrelevant. Niyojjaha means Karta alone is Niyojjaha. The one who is Arhaha. Niyoga arhaha niyojjaha. Shastra prescribe do this, don't do this. That order, that commandment, to whom? Only to ajnani, not to a jnani. So ajnani only is niyojjaha. Niyoga arhaha, fit for commandment, receiver of commandments, niyojjaha. Vidhi arhaha. Ajnani is niyojjaha. நோ அக்ஞானி டைரக்ட்லி கம்ஸ் டு ஜ்ஞானம். அக்ஞானி இஸ் நியோஜ்யா ஃபர்ஸ்ட். லேட்டர் வென் யூ கம் டு ஆத்ம ஜ்ஞானம், யூ ஆர் நோ மோர் ஏ நியோஜ்யா. சாஸ்திர வில் நாட் கமாண்ட் யூ டூ திஸ் டூ தட், பிகாஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டிரான்ஸெண்டட் ஆல் விதி நிஷேத. கோ விதி கோ நிஷேதா ஏகத்வம் அனுபஷ்யதா. Therefore there is no nidhi vidhi vidhi at all. Niyojyaha ahamiti, I am commanded by shastra, I have to do this. Vidhi nishedha aham I am having is not correct. Esha buddhihi kadham satya bhavet, how can it be real to this jnani, this buddhi? The shastra vidhi nisheda to me, who am I? Na punyam, na papam, na saukhyam, na mantro, na teertham, na veda, na yajnaha, aham bhojanam, naiva bhojyam, na bhokta. When I am sakshi chaitanyam, blessing the body mind complex, vidhi nisheda are irrelevant. As long as I am ajnani, I do not know sakshi, ஆத்மா சைதன்யம் அஹங்காரா செப்பரேட்லி, வாட் இஸ் சத்தியம் வாட் இஸ் அசத்தியம், இஃப் ஐ டு நாட் நோ, ஆல் விதி நிஷேதா கம்பல்சரி. தட் இஸ் வை ஃபார் ஜ்ஞானி தெர் இஸ் நோ விதி நோ நிஷேதா நோ கமாண்ட்மெண்ட் நோ ஆர்டர் ஃபார் ஹிம் இட் இஸ் இர்ரெலவெண்ட். கதம் சத்யா பவேத், ஹவு கேன் இட் பி ரியல் கமாண்ட்மெண்ட்? As long as you have ignorance, atma ajnanam, bhayam, lot of bhayam, do, shastra says do, commandments are required. Once you go beyond body mind complex, sentiments are illa, bhayame illa, enna ahumo, what will happen to my son, what will happen to my grandson, what will happen to my future, all these problems are not there. சனி பெயர்ச்சி, குரு தோஷம், குஜ தோஷம், சர்ப்ப தோஷம், எல்லா தோஷம், ஏழு நாடு சனி, ஆல் தீஸ் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ், பிளானட்ஸ் ஆர் நாட் இன் குட் மூட், பிளானட்ஸ் ஆர் இன் ராங் பிளேஸ், ஹவுஸ் செவன்த் ஹவுஸ், எயித் ஹவுஸ், டோட்டலி நைன் ஹவுசஸ், நோ பிளானட்ஸ் நைன் ஹவுசஸ். திஸ் பர்சன் இஸ் சோ கியூரியஸ் டு நோ ஹுச் பிளானட் இஸ் இன் ஹுச் ஹவுஸ் நோ, and which karma I have to do, what prayasam I have to do, go on and on doing. Are these satyam for a jnani? Niyojyaha aham katham satya bhavet, there is no need of any commandment. Esha buddhihi katham bhavet satya, how can it be real? Until you get jnanam, they are real or real. After jnanam, they are all just like a drama. That is the meaning of this shloka. So after jnanam, how can a person feel all this, I am karta, I am having punyavan, papavan, all these are not there for him. Next shloka, Acharya concludes. Therefore what? யதா சர்வாந்தரம் யோம வ்யோம்னோப்யப்யந்தரோஹ்யஹம் நிர்விகாரோ சலசுத்தஹ அஜரோ முக்தஸ் சதாத்வயஹ. He is comparing that Atman nature with space, Vyoma, Yatha, just as, let's say, Jnani never feel, Aham Brahmanaha, Aham Kshatriyaha, Aham Grihastaha, I am a Sanyasi, I am a Brahmachari, all this Navarnashram Achara Dharmaha, I am free from all this. To come out of that obsession, this varna, that gotra, this sutra, all this already ignorance, these are all attached somewhere. lot of things we are have attached to them. I belong to this varna, I belong to this ashrama, I belong to this state, I belong to this language, I belong to this cult. Lot of abhimana, sarir abhimana is the cause for other abhimana. Ayyara, ayyangara. Vadama, kedama, yada kedama. All these are the... And different sex, races, so many differences. Not one or two. And differentiating each time with everyone, with so many things, person cannot be happy with oneself. As long as you are in nama rupa prapancha and mithya prapancha, you are giving reality to that, you have to pay the price, that is dukkham. Dukkha comes, nothing else. நிம்மதியே இருக்காது. தேவையா? Why can't you claim சாஸ்திரம்? I am not asking you. சங்கராச்சாரிய asking, உபனிஷத் is asking, why can't you claim your real nature? How can you miss yourself? Who you are? You are thinking about yourself as someone else. Who is not that? That is mrusha eva. Vyomini vat, like space, you are not touched by anything. Closest example is space. He says, yatha vyoma sarvantaram. Space is everywhere. Everything is in space. Everything is in space. Where? Bahya abhyantaram. Vyomna sarvantaram means what? It is inside also, outside also. Space is inside the hall. Have you seen? Have you seen the space? Because you, the space only you are sitting in the hall. Therefore space is there. Space is there or not in the hall? If you say there is no space, no, inga some space is there in artham. Mind khaliya irukka in artham. So there is space. Outside also space is there? Is there. Where the wall is, space is there or not? Where the wall constructed, is there space? No, Swami. Space is outside and inside only. If space is not there where the wall is, how can wall exist? So wall to stand, space must be there. Clear? Now he says, Vyomavat, similarly, I is Sakshi Chaitanyam am Abhyantaraha Aham. Aham Abhyantaraha. I, the Atma, am inside the body and outside the body also. I am in everything, everything is in me. Easiness. I am in every object in the form of easiness. Outside also in the form of easiness I am there, but there is no object. So easiness is like a space. It is available in this body, in outside also it is there. Space is formless, you are accepting or not? Space is inside, outside. Similarly, aham abhyantaraha. I am in everything, everything is in me. Where I am not? I am in everything, everything is in me means I am everywhere. Sarvantaraha. Nirvikaraha. This is my nature, finally. I am nirvikaraha means shadvikara rahitaha. I am birthless, I am deathless, I am decayless, ajaha, I am najayate namriyate va kadachit. Viparinama is not there, maranam is not there, apakshaya is not there. Therefore nirvikaraha, achalaha. There is no movement also. I am very steady. Is there a movement in the space? Space is moving? Space itself is not moving. Because of the space is Atma, how can it move? Tasmadva etasmad atmana akasha sambhutaha. Akasha itself is not moving. What to talk of Atma, which is the cause for the space? How it can move? Therefore, aham atma achalaha, chalarahitaha, movementless. మరి హూ ఇస్ మూవింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ టీ నగర్ టు మైలాపూర్, మైలాపూర్ అన్నానగర్, అన్నానగర్ టు అడయారన్న? బాడీ ఈజ్ మూవింగ్, ఆల్ బాడీస్ ఆర్ మూవింగ్ ఇన్ మీ. ఇది ఆత్మ అచలః శుద్ధః. ఐ యామ్ ప్యూర్ శుద్ధః. మీన్స్ ఆకాశ ఈజ్ నాట్ టెయింటెడ్ బై ఎనీథింగ్, టచ్డ్ బై ఎనీథింగ్, అనాయింటెడ్ బై ఎనీథింగ్. ఆకాశ యు కెన్ నాట్ మేక్ ఇట్ ఇంప్యూర్, ఇస్ ఇట్ నాట్? వాట్ ఈస్ ఫార్మ్లెస్ యు కెన్ నెవర్ మేక్ ఇంప్యూర్. సిన్స్ దిస్ సత్ ప్యూర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ అహం ఆత్మ ఐమ్ ఫార్మ్లెస్, ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి టెయింటెడ్ బై ఎనీథింగ్, పొల్యూటెడ్ బై ఎనీథింగ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ శుద్ధ, అహం శుద్ధ. But why you have to take bath 2 times every day? When you are taking bath, you are a body-mind complex. Body is bath venu. And then Atma is ever Shuddha. You clean the earth. You need not clean the space. You cannot clean the space. You need not clean the space. Why? It is untainted, untouched. కిము వక్తవ్యం అన్నారు. కైముతిక న్యాయ, వాట్ టు టాక్ న్యాయ, వాట్ టు టాక్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ. స్పేస్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈస్ శుద్ధ, ఆత్మ ఈస్ ఆల్సో శుద్ధ. అచల శుద్ధ, అజర, ఓల్డ్ ఏజ్ లెస్. దెర్ ఇస్ నో ఓల్డ్ ఏజ్ ఫర్ ఆత్మ. సో హూ ఈస్ హ్యావింగ్ ఓల్డ్ ఏజ్? బాడీ ఈజ్ హ్యావింగ్ ఓల్డ్ ఏజ్. యువర్ సూక్ష్మ శరీరం ఇస్ నాట్ హ్యావింగ్ ఓల్డ్ ఏజ్. వాట్ టు టాక్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ? ఓకే, ఓన్లీ బాడీ హ్యాస్ గాట్. దేర్ ఫోర్ ఐ ఆమ్ ఓల్డ్ వి సే. ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ సేయింగ్ బాడీ ఈజ్ ఓల్డ్, వాట్ వి సే? ఐ ఆమ్ ఓల్డ్. దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ మిక్సింగ్ అప్, మెస్సింగ్ అప్ అన్న కల్పన. వీఆర్ సూపర్ ఇంపోజింగ్ దట్ ఓల్డ్ ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ అపాన్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ది ఆత్మ. Therefore, you will say, instead of saying, body is becoming old, you are saying what? I am old. How old are you? How old are you when somebody asks you? You should not say, I am ageless. I am Atma. While interacting, you have to say age, it doesn't matter. But intellectual level, heart of the heart, you should know, I am free from age. Okay, ajaraha, muktaha, I am ever free. I am free from all limitations. The sada you have to supply to all. Sada nirvikaraha, sada achalaha, sada shuddhaha, sada ajaraha, sada muktaha, sada advayaha, secondless. There is no second thing to limit me. Sada means before coming to the Vedanta class also, I was pure. I am ever achalaha only. Thanuhu achalaha sanatanaha aham. When palluvali is taking place, or kannuvali, palluvali, talavali, muduguvali, muttivali, in spite of all these aches, I am not having any ache. Because I am formless, how can I have? But what I do, commit mistake, I identify with this body which has got old age, all pains, I identify with tadatmya adhyasa. Tadatmya adhyasa means identification with the body. Advayaha means non-dual, secondless. I see so many things, how can I be advayaha means? Whatever you see, they are lower order of reality, mithya. They cannot be real. One waker, dreaming, seeing so many dream objects, are they real? You, the one waker only is there, really speaking. All the dream objects are unreal. Similarly, this is also another dream. Waking world is also another dream. Understand, you the one Turiya Atma Chaitanyam, Drishti number one, Nirvikara Drashta, ever the same, only Satyam. அத்வயம், செகண்ட்லெஸ். வாட் எவர் யூ சி, எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் மிச்சா திருஷ்யத்வாத் கடவத். எத்து எத்து திருஷ்யம், ஆல் செகண்டரி செகண்ட் செகண்ட் திங்ஸ் திருஷ்யம், தேர் ஆல் மிச்சா அன்ரியல். Therefore I can boldly say I am அத்வயா. திருஷ்யத்வாத் கடவத், தேர் ஆல் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஜஸ்ட் லைக் பாட். ஜஸ்ட் அஸ் பாட் இஸ் மிச்சா திருஷ்யத்வாத், சிமிலர்லி வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ மிச்சா. It is also like appearance, like a pot. You have to analyze a lot. What? Pot. You have to analyze pot, and you have to analyze the world, and you have to analyze the body. Just as pot, so the world. As the world, so the body. As the body, so the mind. As the mind, so the Atma. As the mind, so the Atma, you should not say. They are all anatma matter. I am atma lending existence to entire nama rupa prapancha. Who am I now? I am prakasha swarupah atma chaitanyam sadabhami. Your self evident consciousness principle I am. Before coming to the class also, I am self evident consciousness. Now I have recognized that, that's all. Nothing newly acquired. I have recognized through Shastra Pramana, Yukti Pramana, through Guru's teaching. Teaching is the blessing. Bless me, bless me, bless me, teacher, go on asking. Teacher's teaching itself is a blessing. Teacher's words, when they're coming from the mouth, each word is a blessing. பிளஸ்ஸிங் என்ன? சீக்கிரமே கல்யாணம் பிராப்தி ரஸ்து, ஆரோக்கிய பிராப்தி ரஸ்து. வி ஆர் திங்கிங் இட் இஸ் பிளஸ்ஸிங். ரியல் பிளஸ்ஸிங் ஆஃப் த டீச்சர் இஸ் ஜஸ்ட் மகா வாக்கிய டீச்சிங். வேதாந்த டீச்சிங் இஸ் எ பிளஸ்ஸிங். ஹவு மெனி அவர்ஸ் த டீச்சர் இஸ் பிளஸ்ஸிங் யூ சி பர் வீக், ஃப்ரம் ஹவு மெனி இயர்ஸ் டீச்சர் இஸ் பிளஸ்ஸிங். பட் வி ஆர் நாட் ஏபிள் டு ரெக்கக்னைஸ் தட் இஸ் த ரியல் பிளஸ்ஸிங், அண்ட் வி ஆர் ஆஸ்கிங் ஃபார் some other extra blessing. Shastra says this is a real blessing. Shankaracharya, with this he concludes, claim that you are the self-evident Atma Swarupam. You are free from all. You are ever pure, ever non-dual, ever Ada Sada Sada, ever Muktaha, ever liberated, ever changeless, ever Achalaha. You are not moving. Where can you move? You are all pervading. How can you move? Body moves in me. That's why I am Achalaha. I am pure. Atma Swarupam. With this, 12th chapter is over. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnamadāy Purnamevavasishyate. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.